By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. If you can please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, I'm excited to be welcoming you back to our morning show, our morning program, which goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Yes, Alhamdulillah, as usual, we have a new topic for the day. Now, today's topic is brilliant because today we shall be speaking about a true wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What his name is, we shall find out. A brief, very brief biography. And today we also have Alhamdulillah, our usual segments, the daily reminder, my dear viewers. And we will also have a little clip for you. Join us first. Let's begin our morning. Let's rise and shine. How? By listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان وخلق الجن من مارج من نار. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله، صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Many viewers of Madan Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla. Today we have a brilliant topic, and today I would like to speak about a earlier scholar, a earlier wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody who came much before 6th century scholar Mahdi viewers, which is close to 1,000 years. This is how early this scholar was. This is his age, his era was so much closer to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, it is mentioned that he was related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in terms of not directly but through 21 generations. Before this Mahdi viewers, his name, what was his name? His name was Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu. More about them, inshallah, we shall come to them. Let's first listen to the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے چونی نو چونا تمہارے لیے چونی نو چونا تمہارے لیے چونی نو چونا تمہارے لیے بنے تو جہاں تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے چونی نو چونا تمہارے لیے چونی نو چونا تمہارے لیے بنے تو جہاں تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے دہن میں زبان تمہارے لیے بدن میں ہے جان تمہارے لیے دہن میں زبان تمہارے لیے بدن میں ہے جان تمہارے لیے ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے زمین مکین و زمان تمہارے لیے، مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے، زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے، مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے، کلیم و نجی مسیح و صفی، خلیل و رضی رسول و نبی، کلیم و نجی مسیح و صفی، خلیل و رضی رسول و نبی، عتیق و وسیط غنی و علی، عتیق و وسیط غنی و علی، ہاں عتیق و وسیط غنی و علی، ثنا کی زبان تمہارے لیے، زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے، مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے، چونی نو چونا تمہارے لیے، چونی نو چونا تمہارے لیے، بنے دو جہاں تمہارے لیے، زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے، مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے، تمہاری چمک تمہاری دمک، تمہاری مہک تمہاری جھلک، تمہاری چمک تمہاری چمک، تمہاری دمک تمہاری جھلک، تمہاری مہک، زمین و فلک سما کو سمک، زمین و فلک سما کو سمک، ہاں زمین و فلک سما کو سمک، میں سکہ نشان تمہارے لیے، زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے، مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے، یہ شمس و قمر یہ شام و سحر، یہ برگ و شجر یہ باغ و ثمر، یہ شمس و قمر یہ شام و سحر، یہ برگ و شجر یہ باغ و ثمر، یہ تیغ و سپر یہ تاج و قمر، ہاں یہ تیغ و سپر یہ تاج و قمر، یہ حکم روا تمہارے لیے، زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے، مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے، یہ فیض دیے وجود کیے، کے نام لیے زمانہ جیے، یہ فیض دیے وجود کیے، کے نام لیے زمانہ جیے، جہان لیے تمہارے دیے، جہان لیے تمہارے دیے، ہاں جہان لیے تمہارے دیے، یہ اکرمیاں تمہارے لیے، زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے، صحابہ کرم روانہ کیے، کہ آب نعم زمانہ پیے، صحابہ کرم روانہ کیے، کہ آب نعم زمانہ پیے، جو رکھتے تھے ہم وہ چاک سیے، جو رکھتے تھے ہم وہ چاک سیے، یہ سترے پدا تمہارے لیے، زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے، مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے، جینا میں چمن چمن میں سمن، سمن میں پبن پبن میں دولن، جینا میں چمن چمن میں سمن، سمن میں پبن پبن میں دولن، سزائے میحن پہ ایسے مینن، سزائے میحن پہ ایسے مینن، یہ امن و امان تمہارے لیے، زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے، خلیل و نجی مسیح و صفی سبھی سے کہیں کہیں بھی بنی یہ بے خبری کے خلق پھیری یہ بے خبری کے خلق پھیری ہاں یہ بے خبری کے خلق پھیری کہاں سے کہاں تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر دیا اشارے سے چاند چیر 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 دیا چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر دیا گئے ہوئے دن کو اثر کیا گئے ہوئے دن کو اثر کیا یہ تابو تابا تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے
اور سب چلے کے باغ بلے بلے پھول کھلے کے دن ہوں بھلے سب چلے کے باغ بلے بلے
پھول کھلے کے دن ہوں بھلے سب چلے کے باغ بھلے وہ پھول کھلے کے دن ہوں بھلے بھلے لیوا کے تلے سنا میں کھلے لیوا کے تلے سنا میں کھلے ہاں لیوا کے تلے سنا میں کھلے رضا کی زبان تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے
چونی نو چنا تمہارے لیے چونی نو چنا تمہارے لیے
بنے دو جہاں تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے
سبحان اللہ صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Mother Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are watching Rise and Shine. Today we shall be speaking about a spiritual leader. We shall be speaking about a saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an individual close to a 1,000 years ago, Allahu Akbar, close to a millennium ago, my dear viewers of Madani Channel.
What was his name? Zadat Bahauddin Zakariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Now, as we were stating that this person,
in fact, once there was a group of people, a group of traders or businessmen,
and they all gathered together and they were all going from one city or one country to another country to purchase or even sell their goods. Now, as they were on the boat of theirs, the ship of theirs, my dear viewers, a storm came. Yes, a storm. And it was quite a severe, strong storm, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. This storm was making its way towards them. It became, you know, windy, you know, a hurricane, you can say. It became extremely windy, and this wind was growing stronger, it was developing, becoming stronger and stronger by the minute, you can say. So, this would really shake the ship. You know, and they were not as huge. Nowadays they have ships which are becoming cities, you know, moving cities. This is what we are coming to.
But the Nile was huge many views. Yes, possibly big, possibly very big, but nothing in comparison to what we may have now. Now, this ship of theirs was moving from side to side. It was rattling many viewers. And the people became scared. The people were frightened that something is going to happen to us. And he said people began to call out, shouting out things, you know, expressing their anxiety, expressing their worry, you know, calling out to each other, some screaming even, what's going to happen to us, you know, things like this which a person would normally say. But amongst these people, there was one individual who was patient. And he, you know, his disposition, subhanAllah, was such madivi, was where he kept, as you would say, he kept his calm. He kept his calm. And he called out to the people. He called out to the people. The people were fearful that our ship is about to sink. We are all going to die. What will happen to us? We will not return to our families. We have children. This person, he was composed. And he said that he called out to the people. He said, rather than shouting out, why don't we all do dua together? And he says, also make an intention that these goods you have just purchased, or whether you are going out to purchase some goods, whatever it may be, he says, make an intention to give a fraction of your goods to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That give it as sadaqah. Give a fraction of your goods in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they all made this intention. And then he himself, along with the rest of the people, they all performed, they raised their hands, performed dua together, supplications, supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using the wasila of their sheikh. And he said that at one moment, there was this huge hurricane, there was this wind, you know, their ship was about to sink, my dear viewers. This is how ferocious this wind was. And as they were supplicating, as they raised their hands, they said they could see from a distance a man, a beautiful looking man, quite an elderly individual, in a boat making his way towards them. And when this man was at a distance, they felt a bit of relief. You know, there is going to be somebody who maybe can help us in some way. They felt a bit of relief. The storm was still there. But as this man came closer, the storm began to distance itself. It began to distance itself, my dear viewers. As that man came closer, made his way closer, the wind became softer, less troublesome. And the closer he became, suddenly the atmosphere was becoming clear. As soon as it did become clear, that man was also nowhere to be seen. Now, my dear viewers of the channel, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people were saved. And what did they do? They made the intention to give money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they all gave it to this pious person who suggested that they do give sadaqah. They all gave it to him. They said, look, we leave it in your possession. And we leave it in your responsibility in order for you to go give it wherever you deem necessary. So that person, he presented this money. This money was approximately around about 7 million rupees, my dear viewers. 7 million rupees. And this is when? 900 or so years ago. Allahu Akbar, approximately. 7 million rupees in that day and age. And this was presented to the sheikh. And he said that when this was presented to the sheikh, that 7 million was distributed amongst the people. That Shaykh, immediately, from where he was, as soon as he was given it, he did distributed it amongst the people. And do you know how much he left for himself? Do you know how much he left for himself? You know, you're at home, you can guess. You know, some people may be thinking, yeah, possibly 1 million. Allahu Akbar. Not a single, in English we would say, not a single penny. Not a single penny, not a single cent. My dear viewers of the channel, did he leave for himself? Which shows that he had no love for money, for wealth whatsoever. Allahu Akbar. This is who this person was. His name, my dear viewers of the channel, is the Baha'uddin Zakariya. And he's known as Multani because his grandfathers or his forefathers, they moved when Hind was conquered. When Hind was conquered, my dear viewers of the channel, he moved, or his family, his forefathers moved there. And him being from their children, he also spent a large amount of his time out in search for knowledge. There are many lessons just to learn from this itself. Firstly, that when you are suffering some sort of hardship, when you are suffering some sort of difficulty, you know, mazala, people say a lot of wrong things. People say a lot of bad things. But we should try to firstly remain patient and think as to what we are saying. And then, yes, sometimes we do not think because we're not in the right state of mind. Sometimes we are in this situation. But we should try to always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the least, we should try to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now, something, the lesson we learn from this, you know, generally, yes, you know, turn immediately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from this, we learn more of a lesson. In that they also made the intention to give some sort of sadaqah. You know, if you don't have money, you don't have to give money. It could be make an intention to fast. I make the intention, I have this problem, I make the intention, I will fast inshallah for 12 days. To perform some sort of good act, some sort of good intention. And then also he did dua. But during that dua, he used a medium. He used a medium of their sheikh, my dear viewers. Their sheikh, Baha'uddin Zakariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this is another thing we learn. That it is normal, there is no harm in fact. In fact, it is a good thing. You know, Hazrat Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioned that he saw, and he narrates hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught a companion who was blind to do this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka wa atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika Muhammadan nabiyya rahmah. That, Ya Allah, I ask you, but through the medium of your Prophet, the Prophet of Rahmah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in one narration is mentioned, after having performed the dua, his sight was returned to him. So this was, you know, using Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the time of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, Ya Allah, we are using the medium of Hazrat Abbas, uncle of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers, it is normal. In fact, this is a good thing. It is from the practices of even the companions to use an individual as a medium. So you can use your sheikh, the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can seek help from them. You can use them as a medium also. And alhamdulillah, today we have a special little clip for you. Well, it's not so little, but let's take a look at inshallah azzadul today's clip. A little about Hazrat Baha'uddin Zakariya from the city of Hazrat Baha'uddin Zakariya radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu himself. Let's move to this clip. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
We are Muslims, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We are Muslims, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We love our saints, alhamdulillah. We love our saints, alhamdulillah.
صلوا على الحبيب. الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear some brothers and viewers of my channel, Alhamdulillah, Azzadul Bia at a extremely sacred, a brilliant place, my dear some brothers and viewers of my channel, also a beautiful place. Where are we? Alhamdulillah, Azzadul, we have come to the city of Multan and we have come to visit the blessed shrine, the blessed mausoleum of none other than Ghaus Sheikh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi.
Multani ya Bahauddin Zakariya Multani ya Bahauddin Zakariya Multani ya Bahauddin Zakariya Multani.
My dear son, brothers and viewers of Madin Channel, this individual who we have come to see is no ordinary individual. He is a saint from amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been stated that he was born on the 27th of the blessed month of Ramadan. Subhanallah.
Ya Bahauddin Zakariya Multani.
A little about his life, my dear brothers and viewers. It has been mentioned that even as a baby, before being a child, it has been mentioned and stated about him that whenever his mother would feed him, my dear brothers and viewers, whenever she would feed him milk, his father, by the name of Wajihuddin radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would love the glorious Quran. He would love to recite the glorious Quran. And if Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was to be drinking milk, then he would cease drinking his milk. He would stop drinking milk and he would listen attentively to the recitation of the holy and the glorious Quran. My dear son, brothers and viewers, this was him as a baby. He was born on the 27th of Ramadan. Being Ramadan, we fast as Muslims during the month of Ramadan. About him, it was stated that as soon as he was born on the 27th of Ramadan, he would not consume food. He would not drink milk, my dear brothers and viewers. And when would he begin to drink milk? As soon as the moon was sighted is when, my dear brothers and viewers of Mandarin Channel, he began to drink his mother's milk. Subhanallah. A true wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even at birth, my dear brothers and viewers. But where do we get this? We get this also from great pious parents. But this is not only a lesson for the parents. Why? Because it's mentioned about this individual. His father had entrusted him to a teacher to teach him the glorious Quran. And by the age of 7, he had completed not only reciting the Quran, but he had also memorized the Holy Quran, and not only in one qira'at, Madhi Salman Brothers and Viewers from the channel, but rather in 7 qira'at he had memorized the noble and glorious Quran. Subhanallah. My dear son, brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we only gain such individuals from brilliant parents. You know, we've heard similar things about Ghaus Azam, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, the state of his parents. So when there are two individuals coming together, my dear son, brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, coming together with piety, by practicing the Islamic tradition, by practicing the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that's when we get individuals like Ghaus Sayyidina Bahauddin Zakariya radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear son, brothers and viewers of my channel, it has been stated after learning the Qura'at, after memorizing the Quran, they then began to seek the fundamental sciences of Islam, and then this continued. Their thirst for knowledge increased so much, took the city of Khurasan, a place which was famous for gaining Islamic knowledge, and there he had approximately 400 teachers under which, my dear brothers and viewers of the channel, he sought the sacred knowledge of religion. Then he traveled to Madinatul Munawwara, and in Madinatul Munawwara he studied under a sheikh by the name of Kamaluddin Yemeni, my dear brothers and viewers. Under him he saw education of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so, after spending so many years there, he was also granted granted permission in relaying the and conveying the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From there he then traveled from Madinat al-Munawwara. It has been mentioned that he traveled to Damascus and seeking further knowledge. From there, my dear brothers, this is the integral part. From there, after having gained all this knowledge, what does he go and do? My dear brothers and viewers, he then traveled to the blessed city of Baghdad. He then traveled to the blessed city of Baghdad, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. And from there, my dear brothers and viewers, what happened? He gave his hand in allegiance to a sheikh. Who was this sheikh? This was none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Shahabuddin Umar Suhrawardi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it's mentioned that he spent 17 days in the presence of this sheikh. 17 days only, my dear brothers and viewers, but within those 17 days, he gained more than anybody else would gain after spending several years in the presence of their sheikh. It has been mentioned that once his sheikh Shahabuddin said to his murid radiallahu ta'ala anhu that I give you some birds. Now I wish for you to go and sacrifice these birds. But you can't sacrifice these birds in any ordinary place. No. You must go and sacrifice these birds in such a place where nobody will be able to see you. And he said, my dear brothers and viewers, that each and every single one of them, they went, they took their birds, and they sacrificed those birds, and then they returned. Each and every single one of them, except for one. Yes, and you may have guessed, that one was none other than Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why? When all of the murids, when all of the disciples, they came to the court of the sheikh, they presented their birds. Each and every single one having sacrificed their bird. But then when it was the turn of Bahauddin, Hazrat Sayyidina Bahauddin Zakariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after taking such so long, he returned and his bird was as normal, it was intact, it was not sacrificed. His sheikh says to him, he says that it was you who had taken the longest to return and yet you have not sacrificed your bird. And he replies and he says that, oh my sheikh, he says that I took this bird from you intending to sacrifice it. But wherever I went, I found that, you know, sometimes I went to one place, and then I went to another place, and then I went to a third place in order to sacrifice this bird. It came across that there was nobody there. But each and every single moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami'. He is Basir. He sees us wherever we may be. So this is the reason I could not find a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not watching. So for this reason, I had brought it back to you. And then his sheikh, Allahu Akbar, he said that he tests them again. He tests all his disciples again. How does he test them? He says to his disciples, he says, I wish for you to go cut some sort of grass, some leaves and bring them to me. Allahu Akbar. His disciples went, they went to the gardens, tried to attain the most beautiful, the most ostentatious of flowers, of leaves, of grass, my dear brothers and viewers. And they all returned with beautiful, green, lushing grass, sometimes flowers, fragrant flowers or leaves. And when he returned, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, it is said that he brought dry, dead grass. And his sheikh says that, look at the state of the grass that these have brought. And this is the grass that you have brought. What is the reason for this? And my dear brothers and viewers of the channel, it's so beautiful the reply he gives. He says, Allahu Akbar. He says the reason being is, I would go to one garden, I would go to one place, to another place, and I would see that grass is beautiful, it's green, there are beautiful flowers, beautiful leaves, fresh ones. And each and every single time I intended to cut one and then to cut another and to bring them to your court. But before cutting it, I would feel sad that they are doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I could not stop them from doing this. I could not kill them, I could not chop them off and stop them from doing the zikr of Allah. So for this reason I have brought this to you. And then his sheikh says, Allahu Akbar, his sheikh says that, O disciples, now you must understand the reason as to why I give him my spiritual succession, as to why I make him my khalifa. Subhanallah, this was his status, his rank, his way of thinking, my dear brothers and viewers of Madinah. Alhamdulillah, we are in a blessed shrine, in a blessed mausoleum. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah, grant us the ability to even come and visit, and for their sake, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives mine and all of your sins. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ya Bahauddin Zakariya Multani, Ya Bahauddin Zakariya Multani, Ya Bahauddin Zakariya Multani, Ya Bahauddin Zakariya Multani. Kya hi aala aapka rutba hai sultani, kya hi aala aapka rutba hai sultani. Aapne khirqan bhi se paya nurani, aapne khirqan bhi se paya nurani. Ya Bahauddin Zakariya Multani, Ya Bahauddin Zakariya Multani, Ya Bahauddin Zakariya Multani, Ya Bahauddin Zakariya Multani. Sheikhul Islam aapko likha شکر نے لوح پر ڈالی, جب نگاہ گنج شکر نے لوح پر ڈالی. یا بہاؤالدین زکریا ملتانی, یا بہاؤالدین زکریا ملتانی, یا بہاؤالدین زکریا ملتانی. Ya Bahauddin Zakariya Multani,
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Welcome back to the studio in Bradford, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. What you have just seen is, mashallah, the blessed, the sacred mausoleum of none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani. Multani refers to an individual who is a resident of Multan. And that's why at the bottom, the left side, we saw that he had written Multan, Pakistan, Madivyos of an Inshallah. That's because this mausoleum is in, alhamdulillah, in the country of Pakistan, and from amongst all the cities, in the city of Multan. Yes, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, this is where his forefathers had moved to Multan, and he remained there. Mashallah, we've heard so much, and it was beautiful, mashallah, the stories mentioned about him, the place itself, and really, just because, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, I was blessed to go there. Now, I've felt, you know, you go, alhamdulillah, I've been to quite a few shrines, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. And when you do go to shrines, especially those of the awliya Allah, you feel, you know, a sense of peace at heart. There was two which have really, really stood out. This is not referring to, obviously, any prophets or companions, but generally the awliya Allah. Anyhow, the reason I was stating is because I never felt such peace, serenity, at
any place of any wali Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way, subhanAllah, you know, each and every single one of them, if they are wali of Allah subhanAllah, really. But the peace I felt there in Lahore at the shrine of Hazrat Data Ali Hajweri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, honestly, it was, as you would say, it was on another level. It was really on another level. And I used to always think to myself, subhanAllah, what I felt here, you know, you can never felt anywhere else. Until I went here. And honestly, just the way I felt that peacefulness, I felt, you know, that beautiful, sensational feeling, my dear viewers. Similarly, I felt the same in Multan, at the shrine of Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, really. And is, you could just tell just by going there, you know, this is no ordinary person, no ordinary wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, this, my dear viewers, that may not be aware, this recording which took place was during my tour of Pakistan, in which we were recording the program. Give thanks to Allah. So please do watch out for that. As usual, you are watching Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine, we have our daily reminder. So without further ado, let's move to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers, today's piece of advice is upon accountability, taking one's own accountability, reflecting over one's own actions. And this was the way of the pious people, rahimahullah. Many of the pious people, rahimahullah, they would spend the days and nights pondering over their actions, whether these actions are worthy of being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether the actions which they were doing, were they for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they have sincerity in them actions or not. They would ponder over all this. Yet, we fought short in regards to these matters. My dear Islam brothers, today's advice is that the pious people, rahimahullah, they would take their accountability. They would take their own accountability. Meaning, they would ponder over their actions and they would look that whether these actions are worthy of being accepted in the court of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like this, they would group themselves over these actions and they would tell themselves off and they would work even harder. And this has been the ways of many great pious people, rahimahullah. But sadly today, we wonder and ponder over the entire worldly matters, but we don't ponder over our actions, over the actions related to the hereafter. And it's been the ways of the pious people, rahimahullah, that they would ponder over their actions. The reviver of Islam, Imam Muhammad Ghazali, rahmatullah alayh, writes about Hazrat Ibrahim Tini, rahmatullah alayh, that Hazrat Ibrahim Tini, rahmatullah alayh, one day he sat pondering over his actions, and he thought that he was in hell, and he was wrapped up in the chains of hell, and he was eating the thorns of hell, and he was drinking from the wounds of the people of hell. And then after this, he thought to himself that he was in Jannah, he was in paradise, and he's eating the fruits of paradise, and he's drinking from the rivers of paradise, and he's meeting with the whores of paradise. After thinking this, Hazrat Ibrahim Tini rahmatullah alayh, he asks his ego, he asks his nafs, whatever you wish will be granted. Neither have you gone into the fire of hell, neither have you entered Jannah, neither have you gone into paradise. Whatever you wish to gain, do the actions for it and you will gain it. Whatever you wish to gain, find the way by doing the actions for it. My dear Islam brothers, just think for a moment how the great pious people, rahimahullah, they would ponder, they would take themselves into accountability, they would ponder over the actions. How would they would have thinking of themselves being in hell and wrapped up in the chains of hell and eating the thorns of hell and drinking from the fluids of the people of hell. And then, if this thought of theirs came into their mind that they would be in Jannah and they would be wrapping the blessings of Jannah, they would be drinking from the rivers of Jannah and they would be eating the fruits of Jannah, and then they would tell themselves off that this, if this is what you want to achieve, then work for it. My dear Islam brothers, have we ever sat down thinking like this, that we could be in hell? Or have we ever sat down thinking that we could be in paradise? How are we going to work for that paradise? Have we have worked for that paradise? Have we given time to earn paradise? My dear Islam brothers, this is today's lesson. If you wish to gain Jannah, And we all do. Try to work for it. Ponder over your actions. Ponder over your each and every individual actions of yours. So that we can achieve paradise and we can achieve Jannah. Ameen bijahil nabil. Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madri Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Sadly, that is our time. Oh, my dear viewers of Madri Channel, but don't forget, alhamdulillah, we shall be here each and every single morning if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows, inshallah, azza wa jal. This is all for now. We shall see you again tomorrow. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.